Welcome to the Apple Vids Podcast. Hello, my name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. And in this podcast, I'm going to show you how to make and receive phone calls with your iPad. So if you're just laying around and you got an iPad and an iPhone, and you want to be able to make and receive phone calls with your iPad, you can do that. So let's show you how to set this up, and I'll give you some of the demonstration examples what you can do on your iPad to make calls. Now, three things in mind to make this work. First, obviously, you have to have a phone that has cellular service on it. That's how we can make the phone calls. So that's the first and most obvious thing you've got to do. The other two you need to keep in mind is that obviously we need to be in the same Wi-Fi. So both the devices, the iPad and iPhone, needs to be on the same Wi-Fi and nearby each other to make this work. The third one is that your iPad and your iPhone must be using the same Apple ID. So the same Apple ID credential for your iCloud needs to be set on both devices. Now, if you have all that prerequisition, so we can go ahead and move on and make the settings on your iPhone first. So we got to go to your iPhone, and within the iPhone itself, we're going to go to the settings.
Settings.
And then from here, one finger double tap to open this up.
Settings. Search. Search field.
And from here, you're going to swipe to the right, and it's quite a ways down until you get to the phone button.
Phone button.
And there she is. One finger double tap.
Allow phone to access. Heading.
All right, so we're going to make sure the call relay is on. So this allows us to call other devices. So let's go down until we find calls on other devices.
Calls on other devices. Off. Button.
All right, so from here, we'll do one finger double tap here.
Allow calls on other devices. Off.
I'm going
to
go ahead and
toggle setting.
And turn this on. One finger double tap.
On.
All right. Now I'm going to swipe to right. I'm going to show you what devices I have available.
Use your iPhone cellular account to make and receive calls on devices signed into your iCloud account when they are nearby and on Wi-Fi. Allow calls on. Head. Thomas's iPhone. Off.
That's my other
Double
iPhone. I have
setting.
Two of them.
The mouse pad. iPad. Off.
That's the iPad.
Thomas's MacBook Air Mac. On.
There's my MacBook Air. Oh, that one's on already. I'll leave that alone, but I'm going to go ahead and go to the iPad.
The mouse pad. iPad. Off.
All right. One finger double tap here.
On.
All right, so that's all you need to do on your iPhone. So we'll put the iPhone down, and now we'll get the iPad out. We just need to make one change on your iPad. So now I got my iPad here. I'm going to go to the iPad settings.
Settings.
From here, one finger double tap.
Button. Settings. Heading.
Once we're in settings, we're going to go ahead and flick to the right until you get to FaceTime.
FaceTime. Button.
And from here, double tap.
FaceTime on. Double tap to toggle setting.
We need to make sure that is on, but there's a setting I'm looking for. We're going to swipe to the right.
People can contact you on all your devices with FaceTime using your phone number or email address. Calls from iPhone on.
There we go.
Double tap to toggle setting.
We need to make sure that is set to on. So now that is on, you'll now be able to receive and make calls with your iPad. Now, of course, it has to be nearby, as I mentioned the three requirements before. So whenever you get a phone call, your iPad is going to ring as well. You can answer it as you do with your iPhone. Now, you can make various phone calls out. So let me show you a couple examples real quick so you can see what you can do.
Home.
So what I did, I'm going to go to the home screen here, and then I'm going to search for something called contacts. This is the perfect way to initiate the phone call, but I will show you how to do this by Siri as well. So if you go to the contacts, and one finger double tap here,
contacts, heading.
And then you're going to swipe to the right until you get to the person that you want to make the call. So I'm going to call myself here.
Thomas Domville, me.
There I am. One finger double tap that.
Selected. Thomas Domville, me.
Now that becomes selected on the left side. So I'm going to tap towards the top on the right side.
Contact photo for Thomas Domville. Image.
And that is pertains the different things you can do. So I'll swipe to the right here.
Thomas Domville. Thomas Editorial Team Apple. Message. Button. Call. Button.
There's the call button. So you just double tap that and I'll initiate the call. Now you can also do a FaceTime or FaceTime audio as well if you swipe to the right.
Video. Button. Mail. Button. iPhone. 8, 1, 6, FaceTime.
There it is. You double tap on the FaceTime, and it'll make the FaceTime call. Now, you can use Siri on your iPad, so you can just say, call Thomas Domville, or you can just say, FaceTime audio Thomas Domville, and it'll initiate those two. I will show you one more thing, and we'll end it here. We're going to get out of this, go to the home screen again.
Contact.
And I'm going to go to Safari.
Safari.
There we go.
Double tap to open.
Double tap to open.
Safari. Back. Dimmed. Button.
I'm going to look for the address bar.
Button. Address. Search or enter website name.
And one finger double tap here.
Address. Address. Text field is editing. Search or enter website name. Insertion point at start.
All right. So there's a local place here I usually go to get auto parts for our car. So if something goes wrong, I like to fix our car if we can. It is called Advanced Auto Parts. So that's the name of the store. So I'm going to go ahead and dictate that. Advanced Auto Parts.
Inserted Advanced Auto Parts.
And I'm going to do a search.
Treat go.
And go.
Go. Back. Alert. https://www.google.https. Don't allow. Button.
I'm going to go ahead and allow it.
Okay. Button. Back. Dimmed. Button.
Basically, it's asking your permission for location. So now I'm going to go look at the results here.
Google. Link. Main menu. Search. Advanced. Clear search. Google search. Button. Search modes. Selected. All. Maps. Tab. 2 of 8.
And I'm going to select on maps.
Maps. Alert. Open in Google Maps. Cancel. Button.
I'm going to say no for right now.
Cancel. Drive. Button.
Okay. I'm going to swipe to the right now.
Forward. Bookmarks. Advanced Auto Parts rating of 4.0168. Reviews Auto Parts Store 8680 Blue Ridge Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri.
That's the one I want. I'll double tap that.
Advanced Auto Parts rating of 4.0168. Reviews Auto Parts Store 8680 Blue Ridge Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri, 64138. Open until 8 p.m. 8680 Blue Ridge Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri, 64138. Table end.
Gives me all the information about the Advanced Auto Parts, so let's go to the right.
Image. Table start. XG82 plus P2. Phone. Image. Table start. 816-353-0516. Link. Table.
There
end.
We go. So it gives me the phone number for the Advanced Auto Parts. You just do a one finger double tap that, and it will initiate the call as well. You can also ask Siri to call Advanced Auto Parts. That will do the same thing. So there you have it. That is how to receive and make phone calls with your iPad. My name is Thomas Domville. Also go by Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.